Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday. We have the top 25 coming from me. What's up, guys? No Jordan today here for the House Divided stuff. The only thing we have here is me. I can turn this music up just a hair for a little bit of background. Okay. There we go. Let's turn it on right there. That's perfect. Sorry. Working out some bugs. So real quick before we get too deep, I'm going to tell you what this is. This is my personal top 25. We're just putting it on the House Divided sources. This is Jordan free. So everything here is my opinion. So this will be an every Tuesday thing. I know yesterday falls on Wednesday, but due to some extenuating circumstances, I'm a little behind. So with that being said, let's hop into it. We will 25 through 12, we're just gonna fly through real quick. Very little explanation. Everything else, or then 11 through 1, we will get a little deeper conversation-wise into it. So with that being said, let's hop into it. Okay, number one, and I'm obviously here at the bottom, or number 25, Fresno State. They've played good, and that's where the AP has them. I didn't really have anyone for 25. 24, Kansas State, that's another I just didn't have much. Number 23, Arizona State, they lost to BYU, so they dropped. Number 22, Auburn, they played tough against Penn State in a difficult environment. Auburn, I am leaving, so the AP has them dropping out. Auburn, I, however, am leaving at 22. Number 21 making their first appearance in any top 25 this year, Michigan State. They've gotten off to a hot start. They are probably one of the hottest teams in football right now in the country. They beat Miami, who was honestly one of the coldest teams. Miami's had a rough start to the season. Michigan State jumps into the 21 spot. Michigan not getting a lot of love from me. They are at 20. They've taken care of what they've had to do. You can only play the opponents that you have, so nothing there. But Michigan 20. Number 19, I have North Carolina. Just they're there. They lost early, that they stayed in the top 20, AP top 25, and then they've just kind of recovered. I think the AP has them a bit higher. Number 18, BYU, off of an impressive win against Arizona did not. Arizona State didn't lose to BYU. BYU beat, I want to say UCLA or something like that. I can't remember this past week right off the top of my head. But BYU is in the top 25 at 18. 17 is Arkansas. Just they're there. Not bad. They're just kind of there. Number 16, Wisconsin, after losing to Penn State, who we'll talk about here in a moment. They dropped down from 11. They won their next game and had some chaos in front of them. And then this week they have a bye week. 15, Ole Miss, who has looked really good. They're another hot team right now. Number 14, Coastal Carolina, off of their tight win against Buffalo. Coastal Carolina just keeps going up. Notre Dame, who has not been good. They struggled with Florida State. They struggled with Toledo. They did not look impressive against Purdue. They pulled away from Purdue just because Purdue was Purdue. They're inept. Number 12, Iowa State, lost to Iowa. Lost to number 4, Iowa, so they dropped down, and then they've just kind of been taking care of business other than that. Now, number 11, and I want to say everybody in my top 10, and I feel like the way my top 10 is ranked, everybody can beat the teams below them, but not necessarily ahead of them. It's questionable. Number 11, and same thing even with 11, Clemson. Clemson has not impressed me at all. Yeah, they're a Division II team. They beat by a lot. Good for you guys. You did what you were supposed to do against a Division II team. Awesome. But I do not think Clemson can beat anyone here in my top 10. They already lost to Georgia, who we'll talk about in a moment. Number 10, the Florida Gators. The Florida Gators had a very impressive showing against Alabama after a slow start. Well, impressive most showing. It could have been better. In fact, had they played a full four quarters, they would have probably beat Bama. But they didn't. So right now they're sitting at 10, even though I think they could. Florida could be higher. It's just questionable with Cincinnati and Ohio State. They're kind of like Cincinnati, Ohio State, and Ohio State, Cincinnati, and Florida are all kind of just jumbled together. Moving on to the just mentioned Cincinnati. Bearcats are a team. They look good, and then sometimes they don't look good. Indiana played them tough until the end. Indiana just kind of petered out there. Again, I think 8, 9, 10 are all just jumbled together. They could beat each other. They could not. Ohio State could lose to Cincinnati or Florida, or they could beat them. Florida could beat Cincinnati or Ohio State, or they could lose. Number 8, Ohio State. My Ohio State Buckeyes have not been phenomenal at all. They haven't covered the spread in any of their three games. They lost to Oregon. They've got a lot of questions. I don't have answers to them. That's it. I think they could possibly beat Cincinnati, and I think they could possibly beat Florida, but they could also lose to them. So these three here, and I know you can't see the clicker on my screen. Questionable. Number 7, Penn State, who is off to a good start. They beat Wisconsin. It was a tight game. They beat Auburn in a game that would have been good had it not been for the refs, but I digress. Penn State is my number 7 team. I think it'll be interesting as they get into the teeth of their season, though. They could be a team that they could spoil some things for other teams, but I don't necessarily know if they'll be able to crack the top 4 and make a playoff spot. Number 6, Texas A&M. They're just floating there outside the top 4. They're one of those teams that they could play spoiler because I don't think they're bad. But how good are they? I don't know. They could easily be the number 2 team in the SEC West. But that means they have to beat Alabama, who we will talk about in a couple of moments. Number 5, the Oklahoma Sooners. What do I say about these guys? I have a lot to say about these guys, honestly. Week 1 against Tulane, they didn't look great. They eked out a win. Week 2, they blew out their whoever the fuck they played. Week 3, they played not good against against Nebraska, so they fall out of the top 4 and now are on the outside looking in. I think the Oklahoma Sooners have a lot they have to show me personally before they can get into the top 4. Obviously, this is my own opinion. Number 4, the Iowa Hawkeyes, who have been playing good. They blew out Indiana, and then they've just blown out everybody else they've played to. They're good. They're probably the best team in the West right now, in the Big Ten West. The comedy that is that division in the Big Ten. So I have them in my top 4. I think they could beat everybody below them. Number 3, I have Oregon. Oregon just kind of hovered where they are. In the first half, they did not look great against Stony Brook. I think they went into halftime with only a 7-point lead, and then the second half they poured it on. There was no, even though it looked at the start like there could be a letdown again or after Ohio State, there was no letdown. Once they got into the second half, they blew Stony Brook out in the second half. Moving on to number 2, I have the Alabama Crimson Tide. Dropping from number 1, in my opinion, every other poll has them at number 1 still. But for the first time since 2019, the Alabama Crimson Tide looked beatable, only winning to the Florida Gators by 2 off of essentially a missed extra point and then a 2-point convert. Well, that's what it was. Had the Gators not missed the extra point, they wouldn't have had to go for 2 late in the game. The Alabama Crimson Tide went on the road and they eked one out. You could sit and say whatever you want about how they have beaten SEC. They have a 40 some odd game win streak against SEC East teams or whatever it is, something impressive like that. But they looked beatable. So they dropped to number 2, making way for number 1, the Georgia Bulldogs. They are up there. Georgia, they beat Clemson handily. You can see it was only a 7-point win, but they beat Clemson handily without even scoring an offensive touchdown. Clemson was just that inept, I think, offensively. Other than that, they've beaten everybody handily. JT Daniels, he's there. He may not be the best quarterback, but I don't think they need him to be a phenomenal Heisman winner. I think the rest of that team is very good. So right now, Georgia is my number one. That right there, guys, is just it's short. That right there, though, is my top 25 for week three. I will see you guys on Tuesday for my top 25 from week four after week four. Thank you for watching this. Thank you for listening to this. Peace out, and we will see you on the actual show. See ya.